Perhaps they would think the nurses in their white uniforms were good in spite of their hairy, scary faces and yellow fangs. As good as the voice of the nice lady. And the hum would begin, quickly building in volume as it moved toward the middle of their heads, and this room would again fill with their frightened screams.
"Madam, are you all right?"
"Yes, why do you ask, Nigel?"
"I believe you shivered."
"Never mind. Just get me to the door to New York, the one that still works."
6. Once they left the infirmary, Nigel bore her rapidly down first one corridor and then another. They came to escalators that looked as if they had been frozen in place for centuries. Halfway down one of them, a steel ball on legs flashed its amber eyes at Nigel and cried,
"Help! Help!"
Nigel responded, "Help! Help!" in return, and then said to Susanna, in the confidential tone certain gossipy people adopt when discussing those who are unfortunate, "He's a mech foreman and has been stuck there for over 800 years. Fried boards, I imagine. Poor soul. But he still tries to do his best." Twice Nigel asked her if she believed his eyes could be replaced. The first time Susanna told him she didn't know. The second time, feeling a little sorry for him, definitely him now, not it, she asked what he thought.
"I think my days of service are nearly over," he said,
and then added something that made her arms tingle with gooseflesh.
"Oh, Discordia."
The Diem brothers are dead, she thought, remembering, had it been a dream, a vision, a glimpse of her tower, something from her time with Mia, or had it been her time in Oxford, Mississippi, or both? Papa Doc Duvalier is dead. Christa McAuliffe is dead. Stephen King is dead. Popular writer killed while taking afternoon walk. Oh, Discordia. Oh, lost.